It's Maddie Garwood for AusMade. We are going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night. And Amy Shark is going around the country with her Cry Forever tour. It's probably going to be one of the biggest years for her. I'm very much looking forward to getting down and seeing her in Hobart. She's got brand new stuff collabed, you know, just with Ed Sheeran and Keith Urban. We're going to find out all about it right now. 8-time ARIA Award winner, Amy Shark. Thanks for coming on AusMade again.
Thanks for having me back.
We're getting a bit friendly. We've chatted quite a few times. I'm just wondering, Amy, when can I start nicknaming you? Because I've got a few that I want to throw out there. Can I go straight to AIM or AMO, Sharky or Sharko? Are any of those okay?
I mean, Amy's already very sure, but I mean, my close friends call me AIM. I guess you can, I guess we can move you to that. I definitely don't like AMO.
Okay, AMO, it is. Excellent. But huge, huge things coming up for you. Cry Forever. The tour as well. I'm coming down. I've got my tickets. I got $200 in the bank, but I actually bought tickets to come and see you. My wife and I are very excited. You've got to be pumped for it as well.
Oh, good. I'm glad you bought them. I love it after the bullshit year that like artists have had. They're like, oh, have you got any freebies? Like, yeah, I do. But like, could you just help a girl out and like buy some?
Okay, so there goes my next question then. Moving on.
Shut that down.
Like, we talked about the big venues that are coming up as well. There's heaps of press and PR going around. Everyone is so excited, Amy, and I hope you are too.
I am. I'm very excited.
Excited to have new music to go off the back of it as well. How about this team up? What about your Instagram post with Ed Sheeran? And you've got Keith Urban on it as well.
I know. It sounds like an unachievable goal, but I still can't really believe that I made it happen. But yeah. It actually was a lot easier than I thought, just because I just had good people involved.
And okay.
Russell Crowe being a champion of my music from the start, and he sent it to Ed. So it was all just very natural, and like I didn't have to get like a big label involved or anything.
Yeah.
So it was really easy.
Are things just kind of falling into place? We know you've done all the hard work, particularly with the success from Love Monster, but are things just rolling?
Everyone sort of says that. Have you like sold your soul to the devil? And it's like, well, I feel like saying no. Like, I lived in a literal shitstorm for about 15 years of my life, and I battled through that and did things when, you know, everyone was partying, I was working, and I was getting let down. And also, it's when people are like, you're so lucky. It's like, am I good at what I do as well, or am I just lucky? Like, you know, it's kind of frustrating. But I have had some strokes of luck, which is what you need every now and then. But you also need to just stick with it and just work really, really hard.
And again, this tour that's coming up, so we're going to see you on what date? I think Hobart is the 19th. It kicks off on Saturday the 12th and goes through to the 3rd so far. Things kind of going to plan. Still pretty positive and confident?
I am. I do wake up every morning thinking.
Do you? You wake up every morning?
The day that I have to, just thinking, is this the day I'm going to have to let everyone down and tell everyone it has to be pushed back or whatever? But it feels good. I've got my fingers crossed. I feel like it's going to be okay.
Last time we chatted, you hung up on me. Everything going okay so far? We're going hitting the right questions.
Why did I hang up?
I don't know. You just hung up on me.
As if.
You did.
I'm not a hang up person.
You are.
No
you
way.
Hang up first.
I don't do things like that. You would have had to say something pretty bad for me to hang up.
Mate, AIM. Do you think that I would say something bad to you?
Maybe you said AMO.
AMO. So we've got the tour, we've got the new music. Also, you're letting people see a little bit of personal stuff from you with your little bio doc that's going on.
Yes. I don't know. I thought it was just like a really good idea. The album was running like it was going to be exciting, and I wanted to document that and show people sort of what it's like being full flight in the studio and bring your whole heart and soul into something. And, you know, if anyone else is, you know, an up-and-comer or looking to do an album or just see what representation.
Sure. Do you still think it's a good idea now?
Not really, but I haven't seen all the edits yet. I just invited someone to film a bunch of stuff. So each episode comes through and I'm like, oh, God. It's necessary, you know. I'm like, that's who I am as an artist. I've been there all and that's how it's got to be.
So we obviously know that with the new stuff, you're doing a lot more singing as well.
Well, this one is very different, you know, and I wouldn't have sung it in that register if Ed didn't make me. he sort of said, like, can you jump up to the next register? And I was like, I don't think so, Ed. I really can't. And he's like, I think you can. I can sort of hear that you can. And I think it's going to sound amazing if you do it.
And it does.
And then once I do that, I kind of like surprised myself. I was like, oh my God, I actually sound really great.
So were there any tickets left or did you just buy all of them to yourself just then for the show and the tour?
Yeah, I basically just bought all the tickets. Tickets here, going fast. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes I'm a pretty self-deprecating thing as it is, but every now and then I'm like, wow, I didn't think I could do that.
Oh, good.
And, it did take Ed Sheeran to get me to do it, so...
Who can say that?
When Ed tells you to do something, to do it.
He's going to be knighted. He will be Sir Ed. You will be saying, I worked with Sir Ed. So, Amy, love songs ain't for us. Who are the us?
Anyone who, like, isn't PDA or gushy stuff. Like, the real people who work through stuff and find their person. And that's what the goal of the song was. It is a love song, but it's not for people who are in it. It's for, like, people who are really interested in finding their person.
Well, we are very excited that Australia has found you, Amy, and the world, and Ed Sheeran and Keith Urban, and this list is just going to keep on growing, and so is the tour dates and all of the new stuff coming out. So we're really excited to have that. Looking forward to seeing you. Going to play it right now. Love Songs Ain't For Us. Amy Shark, thanks for spending some time with My Shenanigans.
Thank you so much. You definitely keep me on my toes.